Our condolences to the believers wherever you are upon the demise anniversary of Her Eminence Ummul Mu'mineen, Lady Khadija Salamullah Alayha. Her Eminence Lady Khadija Salamullah Alayha was the first female believer in the message of Allah, and she was truly a most extraordinary personality. Her Eminence played a pivotal role in the history of Islam. And along with His Eminence Abu Talib alayhi salam, Lady Khadija salamullah alayha was one of the greatest benefactors of Islam and the Muslims. At a time when there was an unimaginable amount of pressure upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Muslims, and the very existence of Islam was in danger, Her Eminence Lady Khadija salamullah alayha brought much needed strength and sustenance. Yet this isn't where the story of Lady Khadija salamullah alayha begins. Her Eminence Lady Khadija salamullah alayha was born in a life of privilege. She was from a well-known tribe, and her family members were important and wealthy trade merchants who were known for their fair and just dealings. And so after the passing of Her Eminence's father, Lady Khadija salamullah alayha inherited the family's mercantile trade business. And under Her Eminence's direction and management, her trade caravans thrived and were incredibly prosperous, surpassing all of her other competitors. It is related that when the Quraysh's trade caravans travelers came together and gathered in order to embark upon their summer journey to Syria or their winter journey to Yemen, it was Lady Khadija salamullah alayha's caravan that equaled all of the other trade caravans of the Quraysh put together. And yet, Her Eminence wasn't just known for her wealth and her thriving business. Lady Khadija salamullah alayha was well known for her spirituality, her courage, her nobility, her virtues, her magnanimity, her compassion, her generosity, her knowledge, and her wisdom. And according to sources, Her Eminence was given many honorific titles, such as the Pious One, the Princess of Quraysh, and Khadija the Great. She was also called Al-Tahira, Al-Zakiya, Al-Mardiya, Al-Siddiqa, and even the greatest woman of the Quraysh. And so it is also related that like her contemporary Abu Talib alayhi salam, Lady Khadija salamullah alayha gave a great amount of her wealth in order to help those that were needy. She assisted the poor and the sick and the disabled. She supported widows and orphans and the downtrodden. Her Eminence would even give poor couples money so that they were able to get married. A truly philanthropic lady in an era dominated by oppressors, full of greed and selfishness. In time, Her Eminence Lady Khadija salamullah alayha proposed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, at a time when the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, had no wealth, he was a mere orphan, he had no great status, and the announcement of his prophethood had not yet been made public. Yet Her Eminence saw the very essence of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and so she proposed a marriage. Ibn Shahr Ashub quotes Sayyid al-Murtada in Al-Shafi and Shaykh al-Tusi in his Al-Talkhis that the first marriage of Lady Khadija salamullah alayha was Her Eminence's marriage with the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. Eventually, the time for the public announcement of the prophethood of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi came about. And so the first moment that Her Eminence Lady Khadija salamullah alayha learned and heard about the message of Allah, Her Eminence immediately believed in it. And this too, despite knowing the danger of believing in Islam and for supporting the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, losing her wealth, losing her status, and most probably even losing her life. And thus began Her Eminence's nurturing of Islam. Lady Khadija salamullah alayha financially supported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi so that the Holy Prophet could preach and propagate the message of Islam. And so for the rest of her life, Lady Khadija salamullah alayha spent her vast wealth in order to strengthen and nurture the message of Allah and the Muslims. And yet, once again, the support of Lady Khadija salamullah alayha wasn't merely limited just to her eminence's wealth. For in the early years of the proclamation of Islam, when the growth of the Muslims was slow and ever increasingly dangerous, and the Muslims were downtrodden, oppressed, and weak, it was Lady Khadija salamullah alayha who protected and guarded the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi with her political power and her social influence. As time passed, divine victories were achieved, and the message of Allah began to gain followers. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi became more and more influential as each day passed. And so the full oppressive power of the Quraysh came down upon the Muslims. The Quraysh decided to economically and socially boycott the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and all of his followers and supporters. If the Muslims would not yield, then they would be destroyed. The devastating economic and social boycott against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Muslims lasted for 3 long years. The Muslims, men, women, and children were suffering from hunger and thirst and a lack of basic necessities. These 3 long years were probably one of the hardest trials for the early Muslims. The only way for the Muslims to be freed from this torturous boycott, which was in all reality a death sentence, was to hand over the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who most surely would have been murdered at the hands of the Quraysh. But the Muslims remained steadfast, and despite severe hunger and thirst and the threat of death, they protected and guarded the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the message of Allah. And it is in this critical juncture of history that once again the wealth of Lady Khadija salamullah alayha came to the rescue of Islam and the Muslims. According to a narration, Abu Talib alayhi salam and Lady Khadija salamullah alayha dedicated all of their wealth in order to protect Islam and help the boycotted Muslims. It is via the pure wealth of these two great personalities that the Muslims who were starving to death in the Shi'b-e Abi Talib were fed and clothed, protected and nurtured for 3 long and painful years. And there is one more virtue of Lady Khadija salamullah alayha that no other woman in the history of humanity has had the honor of. For Her Eminence was the mother of Sayyidatin Nisa'il Alameen, the mother of the Kawthar gifted to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi by the Almighty Allah Himself. Her Eminence was the mother of the mother of 11 divinely appointed and immaculate Imams alayhimus salam. Her Eminence, Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, was the mother of the Lady of Light, Lady Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha. And finally, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi himself says regarding Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, Allah did not grant me better than her. She accepted me when people rejected me. She shared her wealth with me when other people deprived me. And from her, Allah has provided children for me, while Allah didn't provide children for me from other than her. Truly, what a pure and divine wealth was that of Lady Khadija salamullah alayha's. A wealth that nurtured and strengthened the message of Allah and the Muslims at their most absolute weakest point in history. It is as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi himself says that no wealth was beneficial for me as was the wealth of Khadija salamullah alayha. And truly, what a pure womb was that of Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, that it carried Allah's Kawthar, which was to be gifted to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And truly, what pure and divine faith in Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the message of Allah did Lady Khadija salamullah alayha have, that despite losing everything, she remained a staunch believer in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the message of Allah. And in the end, this princess of Quraysh, this first female believer in Allah, this benefactor of Islam, this mother of Kawthar, this most staunch ally and support and most honorable love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, passed away while in exile and under boycott. All in the defense of Islam, in the strengthening of Islam, and in the nurturing of Islam that has allowed us to have Islam in the present day. As-salamu alayki ya ummal a'immat al-tahirin. As-salamu alayki ya ummal mu'minin. As-salamu alayki ya ummal mu'minat. السلام عليك يا خالصة المخلصات السلام عليك يا من سلم عليها جبرائيل وبلغ إليها السلام من الله الجليل السلام عليك يا خديجة بنت خويلد ورحمة الله وبركاته. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.
Wherever you are.